five times. Hey, everybody, this is Big Mama.
Hey, everybody, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
Okay. Oh, yeah, my name is Sophie.
All right.
I forgot that part.
Hello.
Hello.
What's going on with you?
Oh, nothing. Nothing.
Hold on. See, here we go. Hold on.
Oh,
it's,
I know.
It's Miss Melanie. Do you want to say hi?
Hey.
Hey, Alex. How are you, sweetie?
Oh, he can't hear you. Hold on. Hold on. Oh. Put these on.
Hey, Alex.
Hey.
How are you, sweetie?
Fine.
You're good? Are you having a good day?
I love the big room.
You do?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, it was a neat room, wasn't it?
Yeah, was it big?
It was pretty big, don't you think?
Yes, ma'am. We watched those kind of movies.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that. What did we watch? I can't remember.
Oh, the pumpkin, shaking booty. I know how to shake mine.
You do? Oh, that's right. You watched Caroline shake her booty. That's right. I forgot. I know. Well, I wish maybe
sometime. And at the party to hit that pony.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Well, you.
How was school today? Mm-hmm. I know. Well, we've already got one over here. Oh yeah, Caroline. Now she just asked if it's her turn. Yeah, real quick. Okay, she has something prepared today that she'd like to say.
Oh, good, good.
Okay, all right. You ready? What do you guys say? Well, you better say it. This is your chance. Go ahead. Are you done?
No, I just want you to. How will you talk for a little bit longer?
Okay, I'll talk for a little bit longer because she's not ready yet.
Or else she gets very nervous.
Uh-huh, she does. She's very shy. She's like her mom. She's very shy.
Uh-huh. By podcasting.
She is. Uh-huh, she is. It just gives her a new outlook on life.
Well, Alex.
So, Alex.
Okay. What we got?
All right. Well, do you have any questions?
Yeah, but of course I can't remember what we've talked about, what we haven't.
Now I have a question here. I'm just going to, Shelly.
Baby, from Caroline's not talking anymore, baby. She's gone to watch a show, just like you can do now.
Hey, Mama,
that's
going
to
be my game now.
Okay, you can go watch that now, please. Thank you. Okay. Sorry.
Okay. That's okay. Now.
Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, well, hold on, baby. Now, this is when you have to be quiet, okay? You understand? Okay. We'll see how that goes.
Mm-hmm. I know. Well, we've already got one over here. Oh, yeah. Caroline, now she just asked if it's her turn. Yeah, real quick. Okay. She has something prepared today that she'd like to say.
Oh, good.
I had a podcast question from, and I think we've kind of already answered this before, but Shelly may have missed it. This is from Shelly at Itches and Scratches.
Mm-hmm.
And she wanted to know, after hearing, you know, since my hair got rave reviews, no pun intended, after the Birmingham trip.
Hey, I have a post, like just the title of a post, but I haven't written it yet, about your hair.
Oh, you did?
Uh-huh. It's called Her Hair Thunders in Marvelous Ways. It does great things beyond our understanding.
Oh, my hair is flattered. but she that cracks me up. I think you don't even need a post with that. I think you could just post that title.
I didn't really need a picture, but unfortunately, when you were here, I did not take a lot of pictures of your hair. I should have, though.
Well, we probably would have thought that was kind of odd at the time.
Right,
had we snapped pictures. But I do think that, you know, we could have done pictures of the various styles that I can do with my hair.
Right, right. Which was really my objective, was just like to dig sort of a retrospective of all the many things you can do with your hair. Because I can pretty much put mine in a clippy or not, and that's all.
Well, but it's because mine's long. That's the difference.
Right, well.
When it's long, you have options. You have hair options. And most days, my option is to just pull it all back in a ponytail. That's usually my normal option.
That's a good option.
Well, it really works. And when I had braces, I liked it because then I could just look 14 all the time with my ponytail and my braces.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, she wanted to know what kind of hair products I use and what kind of hair do I have to begin with.
Okay.
So straight and fine or wavy and coarse. I have very fine hair, but this is what I've always been told. I have very fine hair, but
you have
a lot of it.
You have a lot of hair.
And that's so the fine hair works for me because I have a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's not really coarse because it's actually pretty fine in the whole scheme of things. And it used to have a lot of damage because there was a good 20 years that my hair always had some sort of permanent solution in it.
Mm-hmm.
So, to help with the height. And then my hair products, I've talked about Stay that I use to make it sizzle.
Right.
And yeah, it does. You get the good sizzle, and I like that a lot. And then I use mousse. The mousse I buy, I just put mousse in it, and that's at the grocery store because my hairdresser told me that mousse is lighter on your hair than anything else, and I needed lightness. So I use, it's BioSilk mousse is what I put in. And then sometimes if I want to get a little bit more height and body, I use Big Sexy Hair.
Yeah, I love the Big Sexy Hair stuff.
Yeah. Root booster. Yeah. And I use that. And in fact, Gully, Nina called Gully today and wanted to know about what kind of product she used. And so she was writing down Big Sexy Hair. And then she said, "Is that a type of cream rinse?" And we said, and we said that cream rinse is one of those phrases like oleo that it kind of dates you know?
Cream rinse does date you. It really does.
Doesn't
I
it?
Haven't thought of that
if
in
you're
years.
Using.
It makes me think of Agree shampoo. Do you remember Agree shampoo?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Was Agree, was that bouncing and behaving?
No, that was
Or was
Perk.
That somebody? Oh, that's right.
Agree had scents like, they had like a lemon Agree that I remember
That's
that
right.
sister used to use. And they had all sorts of citrusy smells.
Yep. And one of them was green, right? Wasn't it like pure green?
Oh, yeah.
In the bottle?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I remember Agree. That was, so anyway, that's what I use with my hair. But really, my favorite thing to do with my hair is wash it at night, and then I just twist it up in like a little bun, kind of half ponytail thing, and I let it dry like that, and in the morning it just has waves, and that's very easy and requires no maintenance.
I'm very bitter about that. I don't mind telling you.
Well, it only works. Now, it doesn't work in the summertime, but in the wintertime when it's dry, that works, and that's a very easy hair solution for me. It still ends up in a ponytail halfway through the day, but you know.
Well, I have fine hair too, and I don't have as much.
But you have a lot of it.
Well, yeah,
you have thick hair.
But if it were long, it's not. But that's the hair wizard actually told me the same thing about mousse, that's the best thing I can use because it's light, and so it doesn't weigh down the hair. Mine's called like Kune or Keune or something like that. Hold on 1 second, Alex.
I know that was us. It was very loud last night, and the wind and everything. It was a stormy, stormy night.
It was indeed. Is Caroline ready?
I don't know. Caroline, this is your chance, baby. If you're going to say something, this is your chance. You ready? Okay. This is it. Okay, here she comes. You'll be great. This is your chance. If you don't talk now, you're not going to get a chance to talk.
This is. How about? Can you do it in the bedroom?
No, I don't want to do it in the bedroom. I'm sitting here.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Come on, this is your chance. Well, you don't have to do anything, but if you want to, you need to do it now.
You got to put on your nails. Hello. Oh, it's my little girl.
It's your little girlfriend, Caroline.
Hey. I'm watching Bob the Builder. I'm at my house right now, but we're taking our dogs around to walk.
Okay, but I was going to say, I think earlier about, you know, because you had mentioned like that you're, but this was before we met, I thought that you'd mentioned your hairdresser said that like putting your hair in the turban, you know, thins you out up at the top. And then you talked about the sizzle. So while certainly I expected that your hair would look good, I thought maybe, you know, it was hair that looked good because it took a lot of work to look good, but it does not. It just looks good. It just looks good right there on its own, just as is.
But part of that was being in the fall in Birmingham because it was dry. The weather, everything was very conducive to good hair for me at that point.
Okay, but no, that doesn't really matter at all.
No,
mere
saying.
Mortal hair would would respond differently because you've gotten off an airplane, and that's always, I mean, that's always, that throws everything out of whack.
Well, that's true. That's true.
So it was very impressive. It was very impressive.
Oh, thank you. So that's what I do. It's all grocery store products, though. Anytime you see me, any kind of beauty product, you can pretty much guarantee for the most part it can all be purchased at your HEB because I don't spend big money on any of it.
You know, because you know how I have a thing. I love expensive shampoo but cannot buy it right now. And so this last time I got the John Freda, I can't, is it called like
Sheer Blonde,
and I love it.
Yeah.
I really do like
it
better than any other like drugstore kind of grocery store kind I've tried before.
Now I've started using I still buy Biolage, but I alternate with Brilliant Brunette.
Okay, well I think that stuff is really good.
Yeah, I think it's good too. It gives a good sheen,
It
don't you
does.
think?
It gives a good texture, and it really, you know, whatever shampoo is supposed to do, whatever the expensive stuff does, it does it as well. I really like it a lot, and I use the cream rinse as well.
Yes, yes. The cream rinse makes all the difference because, you know, you got to have a good cream rinse or it gets dried out. So that's for sure. But I hardly ever blow mine dry. I mean, like if I blow mine dry, you can guarantee it's because I'm either going to Birmingham to meet somebody who I've never met or maybe if I'm going out to dinner. But most of the time, I just let it dry by itself.
Oh, see, I can't,
and then I worry about it. Really? I can't, like, it doesn't, as long as I do, now, I wouldn't just let it dry by itself while I'm on my way to go out somewhere, but if I do the little wrap, it gets some good wave in the morning, so that works, and then, but then when I do blow it dry, I turn my head upside down for the majority of time I'm blowing it dry.
I do that, too, but then I have to do mine with the round brush, though, to get all the frizziness contained, because I do not have the naturally silky smooth thing that you do.
Well, and the cream rinse and us talking about agree shampoo, this made me think last night when I went out with some girlfriends and we got into this conversation of perfumes that you have used over the years.
Oh.
And do you currently use a perfume?
And what was the last thing you said?
Do you currently wear a perfume?
Oh, yeah, I do.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. See, I don't.
I do. Now, if I don't, like, if I put, like, if I'm the lavender lotion, if I have that on, then typically I don't put perfume on. I just wear the lotion. But I wear, the only thing I wear is Lovely, the Sarah Jessica Parker one.
Yeah.
And I love
it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like the way that smells, too, but I have not ever bought any. But I've smelled it in the store numerous times.
Not yet, Mom. I'm just chicken on you.
Okay. Thanks, sweet. Yeah, so we were talking about that. But see, I quit wearing perfume years ago because when I was working as a drug rep, I started off calling on allergists, and you weren't allowed to wear, like on their door, it always says no perfumes, no hairspray. So I got to where I didn't wear any of that stuff. And so I kind of lost it. So now when I put it on me, it smells very strong to me.
Yeah.
Like so I think it's because I'm not used to it.
Well,
hey, don't run around. I'm just here with a team of Clydesdales. Don't pay any attention.
That's why I didn't wear anything for years and years and years, because everything smelled so super strong to me. And but anyway, for some reason, when the first time I smelled the Lovely, I told David, I said, I think this is a perfume I might actually like and I might actually wear. And so he bought it for me for either our anniversary or our birthday or something. And I really like it. It's very light.
Good. All right. Now, what'd you wear in high school?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I wore Beautiful.
Oh, okay, yeah, that was a good one. I wore, which this should give you some indication of who I thought myself to be in high school, I wore a Poison by Christian Dior, because it was very dramatic.
It was very dramatic. I always think of Poison and that Samsara. Do you remember Samsara?
Yeah, that's right.
It was very exotic.
Yeah, it was very exotic and different. I wore Poison, and the smell of that, I don't even know if they still sell it. I'm sure you could still find it. But the smell of it, I mean, you talk about bringing me back to my junior year in high school. Not that I want to go back there, but it would totally remind me. And then I did go through Ralph Lauren Safari.
I wore Safari as well, like my senior year. But then I went back to Beautiful, and then I switched to, oh, this is fascinating. Then I went to Calvin Klein's Eternity when I first started college. And then I went back to Safari.
Sophisticated.
It was very sophisticated, and went back to Safari. Remember, Safari had a really pretty bottle.
Yes, that was always the appeal, was that the bottle was so pretty.
And then then I don't know what I wore for a while, but then I remember I switched to, like, before David and I got married, and right after we got married, I wore Calyx by Prescriptives.
I love that.
And I still really like that. I just never go in a department store, so I never think to buy it.
One of my roommates in college wore that, and that was always, like, my favorite scent. I mean, if I were going to get something new. But at the time, I think I was real into my CK1, which I felt like.
I could smell CK1. If it were 2 miles away, I could, I could hunt it down.
Because it was a unisex perfume. It was very edgy.
Very edgy. So you were really on the cutting edge.
I was when it came to perfumes, Poison. And then what else we talked about? For a while I bought Sunflowers. I wanted that.
Oh,
and it smelled terrible.
See,
remember?
That's never smelled good on me either, but Sister wears it and it smells,
oh, she
it
does?
Smells great on her. It smells completely different than I've ever had. Like, it's so distinctive on her and it smells delightful. And on me, it smells like old, I don't even know, like old dead, I guess, sunflowers.
And that's just really not what you want to. Yeah, that's always felt like it smelled like a weed on me.
But it smells great on Sister. It smells so good on her.
But I think there's something to that. That's my cell phone. I'm just going to disregard it because I can't move away. Oh, now, see, I'm looking now. I got online. Lauren. That was the other Lauren by Ralph Lauren. I wore that for a while, too.
Oh, see, yeah. Now, see, I almost said her name. Sister used to wear that, too. She wore that for years.
Mm-hmm. See, Sister and I must like. But the sunflowers do not work. But don't you think your body chemistry? I think some things can smell good on you that just don't smell good on somebody else. And then we talked about, I'm going to say it wrong because I can't remember, but it was like Anaya.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember?
That was like junior high for me. My cousin Paige used to wear that. And I remember thinking it was, you pronounce it like, I would always say Anaïs. Because you see, I lived in Mississippi and I knew a lot of languages.
You knew how to get the right inflection, and it came in that like white bottle with like the flower on it.
Oh yeah, that reminds me of junior high big time. But I think I wore that for a little while because I thought it was really cool because Paige wore it. But then I think I started wearing Beautiful when I was in probably 10th or 11th grade, whenever it came out.
Okay, so you've been wearing that a long
time. I wore it a long time, and then you know, switched to Safari when I became much more sophisticated and, you know, would stand in the middle of fields with some sort of prairie skirt on.
Yes, and then I went through a Pleasures by, is it Estee Lauder did Pleasures, and I always liked that for a while because it was kind of florally, but, and it was lighter, so I used that because it was a little lighter scent for a while.
I always like sort of herby, like things that smell, any kind of, if the scent is green, usually I like it.
Yeah.
I don't know why, it's usually a little bit lighter.
Yeah, now I could never wear something florally. Like flowery now.
No.
It would have to be something lighter than that. But at that time, I really liked that. But it's like, you know, the Love's Baby Soft. Mm-hmm. Like at that time, that was a good scent. But now, that would not really be something you'd want to wear all the time.
Mama wears, she wears Tresor, the Lancome. But I can't wear that at all. It does not smell right on me. It gives me a headache when I wear it, but not when she wears it.
See, I had a friend in high school that used to borrow my clothes, and she wore white linen. Mm-hmm. You know, can you picture white linen? Oh, and I cannot... No offense, but I just, that smell of white linen just, it's like cilantro. It just ruins stuff for me. It does. I cannot. And she would borrow clothes from me, which I didn't mind, but she'd bring them back and they'd smell like that white linen. And talk about giving me a headache. It made me sick. So, but see, I don't know now. Like, I don't know. Like, I know Britney's got a perfume. I'm sure, you know, Paris Hilton has a perfume, all these people, but I don't pay any attention to perfumes really anymore.
Right. Well,
because I got out of that. I got out of that mindset.
Well, the only thing I've tried recently, probably that I've tried in the last 4 or 5 years, has been the Lovely.
Lovely. Yeah. And I've smelled that in the stores because, you know, it intrigued me because it was Sarah Jessica Parker and it does smell really good.
And she has a new one out that's called Covet. And I think she's gone in the wrong direction with it. I'll be honest with you.
Oh, have you smelled it?
I smelled the flap in Vanity. I got my new Vanity Fair yesterday with the lovely Miss Julia Roberts on the cover. And supposedly it's her most intimate interview ever. I cannot wait to read it.
But
there was a little thing of cover. It smells okay, but it's just to go for, like, you know, it's for Lovely. Like, the next one should have been called something like Grace or, you know?
Yes, not Covet.
But Covet just seems so, it just seems so harsh in comparison.
Yeah, I would agree with that. It does that. Well, and I've seen just the magazine ads because the Lovely ads were so pretty and the Covet ads are not.
Right, exactly. So she was going in a different direction, but I don't think I can support it.
Yeah, I agree. Well, it's like,
You know what? Today I ran in the grocery store because I needed milk. This is serious because this is about inflation. I went in to get milk, which, by the way, whenever, if a store brand of milk is over $4 a gallon, we have a problem with our economy.
Yes, thank you. That's what I've been trying to say. I've quit buying the gallon of milk. I just buy the half gallon because it just seems it's a lot of times because if Perry's not in a milk drinking mood, we end up wasting
it. Well, see, we go through it because Alex drinks it like mad. I mean, it's his favorite thing to drink, and so we usually go through a gallon every 4 or 5 days just with him and between him and David. But that was over $4, and then I needed to get some detergent because I got ready to wash clothes last night, and we were out of detergent. When did detergent get so expensive?
Oh, it's expensive. And, you know, we've got that front-loading washer, and so it's more expensive.
Well, I'm here to tell you, I am not accustomed to spending, you know, $10 on a large container of some sort of laundry detergent, but that was about the best I could do. And they say, like, oh, it's ultra, you know, it doesn't matter.
No, because it's not gonna. That's my thing, is it says you use less or whatever. But I mean, I'm not gonna throw in. What am I gonna put in? Like a teaspoon of detergent to do my wash?
No, ma'am.
No, because you're gonna feel like it's not gonna get
Well,
clean.
there was a woman who was on the detergent aisle with me, and I looked at her because I like to talk to people when I shop. And I said, "Where does
Yes.
detergent get so high?" And she said, "I don't know, but it makes me angry."
Well, and it should. It should. I'm telling you, everything is expensive
It's
now.
ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. It is
Fires
ridiculous.
me up.
Well, and it's not like we're making that much more money.
No. Well, in our
And some
case,
of us are making a whole lot
we're
less.
making a whole lot less than we used to. And yet things are more expensive. That is funny, isn't it? No, I'm gonna make some baked spaghetti tonight.
Oh, that sounds good. Paula Deen's, do you do
No,
Paula
I don't know
Deen's
whose
recipe?
idea. I kind of do like a just a kind of a combination of different recipes, just sort of what I've hit on that David likes the most. But State plays basketball at 7 against Clemson, so
Okay,
I'm
so you got a big
yeah.
night
Well, I'm
planned.
skipping Bible study for the basketball game, which I believe is just what the Lord would have me to do.
Well, absolutely. You got to support your team. It's biblical. That's practically
I'm
biblical.
just walking with them. It's discipleship more than anything.
Didn't you get, weren't you having some wireless problems?
We were having some wireless problems. I wonder if it's gotten all well. I wonder if I should recall you on Skype or if we're off sync.
I don't know. Why don't you call me? Because I would hate for us to be, because then that would just be one more that would go into the vault and never be heard again.
Well, right, until we form our media empire, at which point we can sell them for millions of dollars. Okay.
Exactly.
All right, I'll call you
Okay.
right back. Bye.
Okay. Hello.
I mean, really, can anybody appreciate what a comedy of errors this is when we try to do this?
Oh, well, I mean, how about the special thank the very special Thanksgiving edition that never even hit the stands. It never even made it.
Never even made the airwaves.
No.
So our internet, okay, so the apparently, we had Bell South, a Bell South router. Is that what you call it? What
Yeah,
the thing where
that
the
is
internet
what
comes in?
you.
Anyway, we Bell South, got bought up by AT&T. So the Bell South router had antennas and it was interfering with our phone. If we were on the cordless phone, we'd get lots of interference. So AT&T sent us a router, and I'm just going to use these names because maybe somebody from there will hear this and understand that they have a faulty product.
Yes, thank you.
So anyway, the AT&T router apparently broadcast a wireless signal that is not very strong. And that, so David called the phone company and they said, "Well, it really needs to be in the center of your house." And when he called, the last time we had somebody out, the guy gave David his card. And so David called him and he said, "Yeah, you're going to have trouble with that if you don't move it because they're just not as strong." So anyway, that guy called today, but David figured I didn't want to deal with that this afternoon. And
No.
so I really didn't. So anyway, the guy's coming Monday
Gotcha.
to fix
Okay.
it.
So anyway.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm just sitting here
That's not
thinking.
really interesting at all. I
Well, I mean, I came into this utterly unprepared.
I know I did too. But I am looking at, now here's something. I'm looking at a picture. Have you seen the cover of Marie Claire with Christina Aguilera on the front?
No.
Oh my, she is revealing her pregnancy and just a little bit more.
What you mean?
I mean that she has got on some kind of short cropped leather jacket and you see full belly and just a hint of some boobage up at the top. And I gotta say, kudos to her, but nobody would have want to seen a picture of me at that stage.
I wouldn't have wanted to see me at that stage.
No,
Much less been
that's what I'm thinking.
photographed.
No, and I really don't. I mean, I know there are people, and I may get some angry email about this, but I'm just going to go ahead and say it. I know people say the pregnant body is beautiful. I disagree. I don't think it is. And if you're pregnant, God love you. I hope you are beautiful. But I'm just saying, based on my experience, I don't think it is.
My pregnant body was not beautiful to
No.
anybody but Jesus.
Well, Gully and I laugh because, and I can say this, she will be so proud that I'm saying this out loud. But she gained about 75 pounds
Good
with
for
her
her.
first pregnancy.
Good for her.
And at the time she was living in Austin, so we didn't see each other, on a daily basis like we do now. And I drove up to meet her for lunch, and I hadn't seen her in a couple of weeks. I mean, probably about 3 or 4 weeks. And she walked into the restaurant, and I did not recognize her. I didn't know who she was. I mean, her face, her tongue was so swollen that she could not hardly even speak to me. Like, I mean, it was, you've never seen anything like
it. Did her head get bigger?
I think everything got bigger. I mean, but the thing is, I can say that because she did lose it all. I mean, you know, she was back down to her original size, but I mean, you've never seen, I mean, she was unrecognizable.
Well, you know, my friend Elise, with her first, she gained so much weight that she could not wear shoes.
Oh my gosh. Like, but isn't he the one that set some kind of record?
Oh yeah, he set a record, but then somebody came back behind him and broke it the next day. But she could not get shoes on. Like at her baby shower, she had on slippers. It's just some straight up slippers.
Oh man.
Her
that
feet
is
got
attractive.
So swollen.
Oh man. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. That's the stuff of pregnancy. I mean, they can airbrush you and put you on a magazine and make it look like your tummy's glowing, but
how much weight did you gain with Caroline?
You what?
How much weight did you gain with Caroline?
Oh, you don't want to know.
If you tell me you gained 8 pounds like Martha did. Did you gain 8 pounds?
No, I gained like 18 pounds. I know. Okay. I know. I'm sorry.
Well, you should be.
I'm sorry.
You should apologize for that.
I know. And that, I know, and Gully always tells me, she's like, because anytime I start to talk about pregnancy, she's like, I don't want to hear it from anybody who all they look like was they ate a big plate of enchiladas at lunch. She was like, I don't want to hear any of your pregnancy stories.
How did you only gain 18 pounds?
You know what? I don't know. Honestly, because it wasn't for lack of eating. I think that, here's what I think. We were remodeling our house at the time, and I was so stressed that we weren't going to get in the house that I honestly think, I mean, like, I was up on scaffolding hanging crown molding at 8 months pregnant, and I think that it was just the stress. I think I was just so stressed out. That's my theory.
Did you not eat because of the stress? Because
the I did eat.
Did not make you eat. I don't know that we can even continue to talk.
I know. Well, that's what I'm saying, and that's why I'm saying people are going to send me email. And
now I gained 45 pounds, maybe with Alex, something like
but
that.
That's about normal, don't they?
Yeah,
say?
It was pretty normal. But the problem was is that, but I did not have 45 pounds to gain. So when we got to the hospital and like they, you had to fill out some form where you had to tell the nurse like what was your top weight at your pregnancy before, like, you know, because I had a C-section, so before I could go into surgery, and I made David turn his head. I did not want him to see such numbers associated with his wife.
Yeah,
so I made him turn his head because I did not feel entirely feminine in that moment, because I think that weight probably would have qualified me to play on some professional football team. And so I'd ask him just to turn away.
Oh, that is so funny.
I have seen professional athletes who weigh that much. So,
yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, that is so funny. Well, you know, Caroline only weighed 5.5 pounds, too, so I was not carrying much baby at all.
Right.
So, anyway,
but I still, well, you know, Martha gained, I think she said when she was pregnant with David's brother, she gained maybe like 11 pounds. And then when she was pregnant with David, I think she gained 8.
Oh, my goodness.
And you know, but she ate cake the whole time. That's all she ate were sweets.
Oh, you're kidding. Oh, well, and I think, honestly, like, I think that I did not, I mean, because I do tend to, I get a nervous stomach. And so when I'm stressed or whatever, I don't eat. But my doctor never really seemed that worried about it.
Nothing. I think that's great. I bet your doctor thought that was super healthy.
Well, I don't know, but little did he know. But I was, you know, I tried, because when I was pregnant, he had scared me, and not because I'm so physically fit, but he kept telling me that my labor would be so much easier if I would do stomach crunches, and if my stomach muscles were really strong. He said that was the key to a quick labor and delivery. So I did more stomach crunches when I was pregnant than I've ever done, because I just purely because I wanted an easy labor and delivery. And so, I don't really know that it helped in the whole scheme
of things. Just sitting here trying to think if I have done a stomach crunch since I got pregnant. And I don't believe that I have.
I haven't done one since my pregnancy ended. But boy, I had, because for some reason in my mind, I thought that they were going to declare me the best pusher that the hospital had ever seen. I don't really know why I was trying to win some sort of medal. But that's usually not my personality. But it was my fear of labor is what drove me.
It was a contest.
It was fear. So, anyway, that's it.
18 pounds.
I know. I'm sorry. And I know people, I can already hear, see now, people are going to leave comments saying, well, I don't know if I can like Big Mama because she only gained 18 pounds when she was pregnant. But I'm just trying to be honest.
No, I think, I mean, I have
have a lot of friends who gain like 20 foot, but that may be the least of all my friends. I think I have a lot of my friends gain 23, 24. I mean, I was one of the, you know, the higher ones.
Yeah.
45. Yeah. And my doctor really didn't want me to gain more than 40. I mean, I was honestly just shocked as I could be that I didn't gain 90. So I sort of considered the 45 a victory.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think that to me is in the realm of normal. I think that's what Gully gained with her second one. And she was just thrilled to death that all she gained was 45 with that second one.
Well, because then you have like, because, you know, you usually lose. Well, I guess you were, you know, smaller after you got home from the hospital than you were when you went in, than you were before you got pregnant. But I came home from the hospital almost 20 pounds lighter just from fluid. And
so
then, you know, then you had the other to get off. But, yeah, you know.
Whatever. Well, and everything, nothing ever really looks the same. It doesn't matter. What.
Ma'am, it doesn't.
No. Nope. Never the same. So.
Do you have any questions or anything?
I don't think I do. I'm going to go over to my email. I'm going to go to the email and look. It seems like I was going to ask you something else. Now, did you get your tree decorated and everything?
Mama did decorate the tree, and I actually have a picture I'm going to put up on the blog in a little bit of her demonstrating the step where she tripped. And just to show everybody that she's fine.
Was she coming down the step when
she
tripped? She
was coming down the step, and I think she sort of tripped and then lost her balance. You know, and because David was in there, and he said he saw her like, you know, it was like slow motion where she was like going back and forth, and he knew she was going down, but he couldn't, you know, it's like he couldn't get to her, and so she sort of toppled over, and slid under a tree, and I actually had somebody to email me and say I'm very confused. Now she has on some sturdy shoes with some good soles. How did she slide? But she didn't slide at all. She tripped, and then you know, David was like, you know, please let me help you up. And she was like, no, while I'm under here, let me just make sure none of the ornaments broke.
And see, that is some dedication to excellence right there.
Oh, I'm telling you what.
So, my hat goes off to her.
So anyway, so the tree's done, but nothing else is.
Okay.
Which, that's all on me. But we're going out of town tomorrow, so I don't foresee, you know, a whole lot happening before Sunday night.
I know. Well, you know, Gully and I have our shopping weekend this weekend, so I really like to have my tree decorated before the shopping weekend, because then we'll wrap our presents, and then it can be wrapped, decorated, everything. Mm-hmm. So, but I don't really know at this point if that's going
to
happen.
Now, will y'all get up and go to breakfast, or do y'all just get up and head out?
Well, it kind of depends. I'm trying to think what we'll do. We're kind of off our normal game, because her youngest son, she doesn't have anything. She can't do anything with him till her husband gets done with work tomorrow. So it'll be like 3. Normally we like to head out Friday morning and that's it. We're good for the rest of the weekend. And so we usually stop and we go to Starbucks and eat some kind of cinnamon cake and have coffee. And then we'll go out. And then we like to stop and eat lunch somewhere. And then, so I don't know what we'll do. We'll probably Saturday, I would say we usually get up and we'll probably do like the Starbucks or Panera kind of thing and like get coffee, some kind of pastry, and then stop and eat lunch. And then usually for dinner, last year it was unprecedented, and we went to go see a movie Friday night and Saturday night. I know. But this year I don't really know that there's anything showing that I'm dying to see. I don't know. I haven't even looked. I'm totally out of touch.
I've heard of a couple of things that are good, but I've heard a lot of people say that Steve Carell movie is really good.
Yeah. The real, something about the real Brad or something like that. Is that the one
real
you're talking
Dan
about?
Real Dan Brad something.
Yes.
But
thank you.
Whatever it's called. I'm totally up on my pop culture, as you can tell.
Well, and I saw the previews. I took Caroline to see the Bee movie, and they showed previews for that movie, Enchanted, and it looked really cute. But I can't tell if it's like, could be cute for us to go see, or if that's like a cute, like a kid, because I don't think it would totally hold Caroline's attention the whole time.
No,
but it was cute.
I think it's for grown-ups, too.
Yeah, so I thought it looked cute. You know, there's nothing wrong with looking at Patrick Dempsey on a big screen.
Well, there's nothing wrong with the Princess movie.
Well, that's true.
And there was something else that I've heard that was good that came out last weekend, but I can't think of what it is. So just go see something that came out last weekend, and hopefully that'll be real entertaining.
And hopefully that'll be it. I know, I'm really wanting to see. And then I'm trying to think, it seems like, what we had wanted to go see was The Nanny Diaries, which we never actually made it to see. And now it's kind of that in-between, because it's not out on DVD yet, but it's not still in the theaters either.
So where will y'all stay tomorrow night?
We'll stay here, because what we'll do is her husband will keep her boys, and then Caroline will stay at Mimi and Bob's for the weekend.
Gotcha.
And then Perry gets the, her husband always says, how come Perry gets the best deal in this whole thing? Because we want to have the house to ourselves. Mm-hmm. So we send him to the ranch and then Caroline to Mimi and Bob's, and then we'll have my house. So we'll stay here Friday, Saturday night.
That is delightful.
It is. I'm very excited about it. We do it every year. And it's kind of weird this year because we've got to go. You know, we went back to college for the reunion. So normally we don't get to do. I don't want people to get the impression that I, you know, get all these weekends all the time, because usually I do not. Normally this is like my one weekend of the whole fall season.
Right.
But this is something we've done every year since we were in college together. So
that is so fun.
It is. It's so fun. And we love it because we go out, we've got our list, and we get all our stuff and then do everything. We shop all day Friday, all day Saturday. And our last stop is always the Container Store because they have the best gift wrap section. And we get all our, like, we decide on what our colors are going to be for our gift wrap, and we coordinate, and we do our whole little thing. And then we usually have to make one more stop by Target because you always do. Mm-hmm. And then we come home, and then that night we usually, like, have a bottle of wine and some cheese and crackers and just chocolate chip cookie dough, and we watch movies and wrap all our presents while we're sitting here together.
That is just the most fun.
Mm-hmm. It's very fun. We love it. And then you're done. I mean, because that's like the part that you, I mean, so we'll stay up till like, you know, 2 a.m. getting all our presents wrapped, but then you're done with it, you know, and it's fun. It's turned into something fun instead of feeling like it's a beating.
I think that's brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're welcome to join us next year if you want.
I just might do that. I don't know how I get.
Of course, it'd be a little, you'd have to ship all those gifts back.
I know that might make my luggage exceed the allowance, but still, I could ship them back.
Perry and I agreed we're not getting each other anything this year.
We're not getting each other anything either.
No. Mm-mm. We got some new dental work done for him last week, and that was a lot of fun. That titanium tooth will be the gift that keeps on giving.
It really will. It will give for years. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Supposedly it's indestructible. That's what we've heard. So here's hoping.
Well, we've got to go out to California in March for our friend Todd's wedding. Mm. And so that will require some airline tickets and some several nights in a hotel. So that's going to be our Christmas gift to each other, I have a feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it just kind of gets. And in the past, we've had Christmases, like I laughed because last night we clarified, because in the past we've had Christmases where we said we're not getting each other anything, but then that still translates into we get each other a couple of little things and some stocking stuffers. And last night I said, now don't get me anything for Christmas. He said, oh, I'm not. And I said, well, I'm just saying. I said, don't give me. And I said, but like not even stocking stuffers. He said, oh, I'm not. And he said, don't get me any either. And I was like, okay. So it's understood. We're doing nothing this year.
Well, we always did that too. And then there was one year where I really didn't get David anything, but he really did get me something, and it was sort of sad.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing, is you always feel kind of, that's why I wanted to clarify, because, you know, I don't, you know, but I may surprise him and do something really special, like put some green and red York peppermint patties in his stocking.
Sweet thought.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's it. That's the Christmas this year.
That'll cost you about $2.39.
And then all the rest can just go to Caroline.
Okay, let me see if I have any questions that I...
I can tell you that I don't. In fact, I went through and, there was nothing.
Okay, let's say. I will say that's Thanksgiving. Allison, I'm sorry. You asked us about Thanksgiving and we answered them, you know, a couple weeks ago, but...
Yeah, just like we always do, but...
Did we ever answer this question?
Which question?
This is from Alicia at... she has a Zanga site. Zanga.com/ AK Conklin. But she says, under what circumstances did you start to blog? Did we ever talk about this?
Oh, no, I don't think we did.
It's a good question. A bonus.
It is.
She said, so how did this journey to the Big Boo begin for each of you before you became the Big Boo? But under what circumstances did you start to blog?
Oh, okay. You ready? Gonna go?
We have no idea. No, you go ahead.
You know, I don't know why I started to blog. I mean, I had a couple of reasons. I think the biggest reason, well, I think I started reading a lot of blogs. I was reading some different blogs and I thought, well, these are kind of funny. And I thought, I might kind of want to write stuff, but not from the standpoint of like, I'm going to write stuff so a whole lot of people will read it. I think I just wanted to write down, because I'm not good at keeping a journal. And so, since I'm not good at keeping a journal, I thought, well, this might be a good way to, you know, just write down some stuff. Because, you know, Caroline was at that age where she was saying stuff all the time, and she was so funny, and we were always laughing. And, you know, you think you're going to remember, but I kind of knew we're not going to remember all this.
Right.
And so I just kind of started writing. And, I mean, if you look at my first couple of posts, they will attest to the fact that I was pretty much just writing random stuff about Caroline, and then I'd kind of write just little funny memories, and I thought, well, it'll just kind of be a neat thing, and someday maybe she can print it out, mm-hmm. because who knows if the internet will even still be around.
Well, that's a big question mark all the time.
Well, it is, because you just don't know if it's going to really take off or not. And so I just kind of started it, and that was it. And, you know, I think I started mine, and at the same time, I mean, and then I think once I had mine, until I had my own blog, I don't think I ever really felt comfortable commenting on other people's blogs. I don't know why. I think I was not sure of the etiquette of the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Like, did you have to have a blog to comment on a blog or whatever? Would people just think, well, you're some random person? So I never commented. So once I had my own blog, then it kind of freed me to start leaving comments. And then I left a comment on your blog, which was how we came to be.
Yes, it is. That is how mm-hmm. Big Boo came to be.
Yes.
All right. So is it my turn now?
Yes, it's your turn. I think I have nothing else. That's it.
No, I was the same way. I had just been reading a lot of blogs, and I kept looking for the Southern people. Like, I kept thinking, where are the Southerners? You know, Sister and I launched an elaborate investigative campaign, you know, using Google to try to find uh-huh. Southerners who were blogging, and there just weren't a whole lot. And then, you know, to try to find Southern mamas was even more difficult, and then to try to find Christian Southern mamas, you know, was even more difficult. And I kept thinking, uh-huh. you know, but there's just not a lot out there, sort of, you know, with the sensibility, I guess, that I have, but I enjoy so much reading the ones that I read. And so I kept thinking that I was the same thing. You know, I hate a scrapbook. And so
yes.
I kept thinking, but I'm missing so much of in terms of documenting Alex's life. You know, I'm not getting any of this stuff down on paper. And so I thought, well, I think I'll try to write. I used to write once back when I was an English major.
Uh-huh.
And so that was really all that it was. I just uh-huh. sat down one night and started to write. Same kind of thing. I'd never really commented on people's posts before because I was scared to. And so then once I had one, it still took me a long time to comment, though, now that I think about uh-huh. it, on the ones I was reading, you know. And so
yeah.
Anyway, there you have it.
Well, you kind of feel, because I remember going to your blog, you know, and back then, I mean, you know, really at the time, I think I thought, wow, she has a ton of people that read her, because you'd have like 12 comments mm-hmm. sometimes. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of thought, well, she's not, I mean, and I think that was back too when you, like all your friends. And so you really kind of felt like, am I going to leave a comment on this, or am I like crashing the party
right.
a little bit? You know, so you just don't know how it all is going to play out. But once you start blogging, you realize, oh, people like comments. You don't really care who they come from. It's fun to have comments.
Well, you know, that is true, though. For the first 3 or 4 months after I tell people, my blog was sort of like a class reunion. And uh-huh. so it was just a bunch of people, you know, that I went to state with. And we would uh-huh. just, you know, oh, we just had the best time. uh-huh. And I know that a lot of them still read. But what's funny is they don't comment as much anymore. We just talk about
yeah.
it, you know, when we get on the phone.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know. Yeah, you do kind of figure out that people love comments. And people always, you know, email me and say, like, I bet you don't read. I know you probably can't read all your comments, but I read every single one of my comments.
Oh, absolutely. I do, too.
Just like I read every single email I get. I'm not always the best uh-huh. about responding promptly, but uh-huh. I read every single uh-huh. email, and I read every single comment and love them all.
Oh, yeah. I absolutely do. Yeah, I would never. I mean, I love the comments. And sometimes the comments are the best. I mean, like, yesterday I did that post on with baby Jesus on the Ferris wheel with Mary. And, like, the comments were so much better than the post.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like,
oh, yeah.
you know, that's, like, the best part is seeing, like, what people come up with. I mean, somebody rewrote the words to Little Drummer Boy and like, made it apply to Jesus at a carnival. And you think, well, that's just good.
That is.
I mean, you know.
That's gold. That's some internet gold. Mm-hmm.
I did just read Rhett Butler's People.
Oh, that's right. New... See, I talked last time you mentioned uh-huh. that you had just started and you had been obsessively uh-huh. reading for a couple of days.
I know. Well, I finished it and it was good. It was very good. It had some parts that I thought were out of character with some of the characters. I thought Melanie, I thought they made her a little, I don't know, a little more, I think in the original Gone with the Wind, I think Melanie to me is a true steel magnolia. You know, mm-hmm. she's the Southern Belle, but she's strong underneath it all. You know, I mean, she was never, and in this one, it makes her maybe look a little bit more like a pansy, you know, not like as, I don't know, not as bold or mm-hmm. something mm-hmm. as she was, not as strong, like the whole time. And kind of some stuff that I thought is a leap of faith. So anyway, it was good. It's definitely worth reading because I just love the characters and I love the whole Scarlet and Rhett thing. And so for that reason, it was very fun to read, like a continuation of those characters, and just another way to imagine that things could have turned out.
Well, I'll tell you this, I just, you know, even today, I look at that list of books I'm supposed to be reading on my blog, and it just about makes me break out in hives. The thing is, I don't make time for it. I just don't make time for it. Just about every part of my life gets priority over any sort of reading.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I mean, and it's not that I don't like to. I used to love to read, but now I feel like I go read blogs, and then I get on the internet sucks
That's
me in.
My
I'm going to be honest.
That's my problem. Mm. I mean,
it sucks me in.
I am the same person who spent approximately 5 hours reading coverage of the Mississippi State Ole Miss game this past Saturday. I mean, it's not that I don't have time to read. It's just that what I read is not a book. I would much rather read. I love to read, you know, the Mississippi State message board, and, you know, your various and favorite ESPN articles and blogs, and I don't know.
Well, and we've had a lot of good stuff to read there this week because we both beat our big rivals.
Yes, we did. And then, of course, for state, you know, Ole Miss hired a coach, and so we've all had to pile up in that. And then y'all have hired a coach, and so there's just been a lot out there to read.
Oh, I've had to totally keep up with. I mean, it's just been a whole thing. I mean, I've had to get everybody's opinion on what they think of Coach Sherman and what they think he's going to do. And then, you know, you read good opinions and bad opinions. And anyway, it's been a lot.
I was actually going to send you the link. I just read a fairly scathing editorial on Sportsline about that. It was specifically about A&M and Ole Miss's hires.
Really? Mm-hmm. Saying that they were bad hires?
Bad hires. Which I thought was interesting because as far as the Ole Miss hire, I've read almost, I would say 90% of the stuff I've read about Houston not coming to Oxford has been really positive. But this was not. And it was not positive about A&M either. But, you know, there's always a dissenter.
Well, and I think Sherman, everybody kind of keeps, because they say he's not very exciting and he's not very, but here's what I think. I think, and you could probably say this about Mississippi State too, from what I know of it, is A&M is like its own culture. Yeah. It's kind of its own, and I think part of Fran's problem was, is he never really understood the culture of A&M and like how it all worked. And he was very aloof and he kept himself very distant and he never really became a part of the Aggie community.
Right.
And see, I think that Sherman has been at A&M before, so he's coming in and is very aware of how A&M works because he's coached there before, you know, as an offensive coordinator in the early 90s. And so, I don't know. I just think anybody who's coached Brett Favre, how bad can he be?
Well, see, that's the thing I feel like about Sylvester Cream is, you know, I just think he's a bulldog now. And that just makes it, you know, I don't know. It just it has to be, it's not just, you know, a good coach. It has to be the right fit. And that's, I think Ed Orgeron was certainly never the right fit at Ole Miss. Oh, my lands alive. God love him. He was never the right fit.
Yeah. And so that's kind of, I think it's, in the whole scheme of things, I think it's going to be good. I think you never know until it all happens. But anyway, I think, in my personal opinion, I think that it could be a good thing. Which Michigan, you know, speaking of, has asked for permission to interview Les Miles.
I know they have. And, you know,
the LSU
coach. That's where he's from.
I know. Well, and I read this. Did you see? You probably read this too, but I thought it was very interesting that that's the only school that's mentioned by name in his contract.
Yes, ma'am.
As far as if he leaves for them, he has to pay them $1.25 million.
And I bet there's a Michigan alum right now with their checkbook out.
Oh, absolutely. Wouldn't you be?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, well.
See, I'm sure everybody else is like, okay, quit talking about football. But I can't even tell you how much this interests me. So y'all are just going to have to bear with us.
I know, because, I mean, I would write a check. I would say, now, I couldn't write a check for $1.25 million, but I would say I will write you a check for $1.25 right now.
I will write you a check for $12.50. Right
this
second.
Yes, I will put my money where my mouth is.
Well, that was because Les Miles going to Michigan fired up talks about the fact that maybe LSU was going to try to get Saban back from Alabama, and Saban has, I don't know, $1 trillion buyout, but I don't think that'll happen. And that Tommy Tuberville was going to leave Auburn to go to Arkansas because he's from Arkansas. That's been the latest rumor.
Okay. Well, and supposedly, but then with Tuberville, you keep hearing stuff going back and forth on, is it about his, is he just trying to get better leverage when he renews his contract with Auburn, or is he really wanting to leave?
I think he's trying to get better leverage, honestly. I think
that's what I think.
You know, I think he's a good fit down there. This week with Mama here because Alex just gets so wound up when she's around, and of course David, you know, works out of our house, and so, you know, we would shut the door, but Alex and Mama would just go up and down the hall, just carrying on, and so finally I
said, Alex, you remember now, you have to be quiet, you know, coming down the hall when Daddy's working. We can go out in the playroom or the kitchen, but when you're on, you know, when you're on the hall, you have to be quiet when Daddy's working. So then Mama went around like this. She was doing the whisper scream, you know. She did the whisper scream for about 4 hours Monday.
Oh, you, God.
Come on,
so
Alex.
Funny.
Come on.
And you think, really, ultimately, that's a lot more distracting than the other.
It is. And, I mean, you know, it is much more distracting than just saying, come on, Alex, you know, come on, Alex,
yes.
Come on.
Oh, that is so funny. All right.
Well, y'all have fun.
I know. All right. Call me and let me know.
I will. I'll talk to
about
you.
Everything.
Bye.
All right. Bye.